Club.
Here we go.
Because grand final day is just around the corner.
Anything can happen on the day, and no doubt anything will happen.
And the drive home just got a little bit pantherier. This is the Triple M Panther Hour with MG.
The grand final edition of the Panther Hour. Two sleeps until the big game where the Panthers take on the Melbourne Storm for their right to call themselves champions in 2020, MG.
Oh, look, I am absolutely pumped. I want to thank all the listeners this week who have indulged me, for letting us take over the airwaves here at Triple M and call it Triple Panther and the Panther Hour. Even if you're not a Panther fan, thanks for buying into it. Thank you to the bosses, Rex and the gang, for letting me have creative control. But look, on Sunday night around 10 p.m, your 2020 NRL Premiers will be crowned, and they will come from the west of Sydney.
We've got lots to get to on the show tonight. Fellow Penrith Premiership player and now New South Wales coach Brad Fittler is going to join us. We are going to talk a little bit of AFL, MG. Richmond taking on Geelong at the Gabba tomorrow. Bill Brownless, the king of Geelong, is going to join us. But up next, MG, we need to bring in our man, newsbreaker extraordinaire Brent Reid, to get the news of the week. James Roberts, his future at South Sydney and in the NRL, potentially up in the air. And Moses Leota, an interesting story ahead of Sunday's grand final.
Great kid, great story. He's knocking on Origin's door. Go, Moses.
Oh, outstanding. This is the Panther Hour on Triple Panther with MG and Liam one last time before Sunday's big game. And one last time, here's an absolute banger from 1991, MG, the year of your premiership.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Gunners, MG.
Oh, live and let die.
Celebrating all the hits from 1991 at the top of the show this week, the year the Panthers triumphed over the Canberra Raiders.
Gee, we used to party to Guns N' Roses after a game in 1991. Whoa, they were our soundtrack of choice.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine, and I reckon this man would have done some partying back in his day as well.
Reedy's Mail.
The irreplaceable Brent Reid from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. Reedy, what was your party song of choice back in your heyday?
Well, I'm still reeling from the fact you said back in my day. I thought I was in my prime now.
You are, mate.
Reedy, the moment you start playing in overage competitions, your heyday's behind you, mate.
Man, I'll tell you, my knee is killing me.
Anyway. Talk about injuries and things that are sore. James Roberts has had a wretched run with injury throughout his career, but now he's been told from the Rabbitohs that sayonara. Where's he going, Reedy?
It was a great segue, MG. Look, we spoke about this. I reckon we spoke about this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I mentioned that there was a squeeze on at South, and Jimmy was the one who was likely to make way. Now, obviously, they've now made that official. Look, I'd expect Jimmy Roberts to part ways with South as early as next week. I'm not sure they'll have a club at that point, but I think he's obviously played his last game there, and I expect that at some point next week that'll be formalised because November 1, the new year starts, the new contracting year starts, and I'm sure South would prefer that Jimmy's not in their salary cap next year. So I expect that they'll go their separate ways, and I'm not sure where Jimmy will land.
Give us the three most likely, Reedy. Give us the three teams most likely.
Well, MG, I don't even know if there's three teams that would take a risk on Jimmy because we all know Jimmy's had a really troubled past, found life pretty difficult at times, and clearly South has said, look, they'll stand by him and support him, but clearly South would appear to have had a gutful as well. So given as much, you're taking a leap of faith to sign Jimmy right now. Every club will take a chance at the right price, but I'm not sure there'll be that many clubs keen on him, to be honest.
MG, name a club you think should, as Reedy says, if the price is right, take a chance on him.
Tigers. I think if you can get South to pay half his contract and then you sign him for 3 years on an incentive-based contract, you might get more out of him. Because we know he's got God-given talent. We just know that sometimes he's, he just doesn't seem to be interested in the game that he's fantastic at.
It needs the right structure around him.
I think so. I think someone like Madge McGuire could be perfect for him.
All right, very good. Reedy, grand final week is always full of stories. We've read lots about Liam Martin. We've obviously read plenty about Cam Smith. Moses Leota is an interesting character for this Panthers side. He's played every game this year. MG's been a big fan, thought he could be a bolter for an Origin spot. You've spoken to him during the week?
Yeah. I didn't know much about Moses Leota. He's a great story. You know, he moved over here when he was 12 on his own. He came over here on a holiday. His cousin said to him, do you want to stay? He rang his mum and said, Mum, I'm not coming home. So he stayed here, went to school here, started playing rugby league here, got picked up by Penrith, and basically left school at 15. He didn't even finish year 10, Moses Leota. He was working as a British labourer and turning up at training covered in mud. And you know, now he's got his chance, obviously got a big deal. I think last couple of years ago it went viral when he went back to New Zealand and with his first contract and bought his mum a car. And he's got two young kids now, and he's a great story about what, you know, rugby league can do for guys. We just spoke about Jimmy Roberts and how difficult Jimmy's had it. And, you know, Moses hasn't always been easy. He said when he was a kid, his mum couldn't afford to even give him lunch for school. And now, you know, he's a chance to win the grand final. MG's spot on. I think he's a real bolter for that Origin team.
I've been watching Moses for a long time. He's the same age as my oldest boy. He played for St Mary's when my oldest boy played for Brothers, and all throughout the last maybe 7 or 8 years of my kids' footy, from up to from about under 12s to about under 18s, I watched Moses, and he just grew and grew and grew so much so that in the end he looked like a man playing against kids, and now he's kind of got that one or two errors out of his game that he was known for, and he is just making such an impact off the bench that he's got a fast play of the ball, and he's quick, he's really quick to get from one place to another, which is rare for a front row forward. So yeah, well done, nice story.
Reedy, we can't let you go without getting a tip for Sunday's big game. Who do you like? Clive Churchill medalist in a margin, please.
Well, I'm going to go for the Cinderella story. I'm going to go with Melbourne by about 8 points and Cam Smith to get the Clive Churchill.
And everybody has just thrown up in their mouths that is the Cinderella story.
I've just written 3,000 words on the bloke. I've got to back him again.
You've got to back yourself, son.
Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. Enjoy your grand final weekend, sir.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Yes, it is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther all this week. MG, it's our grand final edition for the final time. We are up and about because the grand final this Sunday, Penrith taking on the Melbourne Storm. We've been celebrating 1991, the year of your premiership, with the songs at the top of the show all week.
Yep.
And it is a great pleasure to welcome a man who played alongside you in that premiership all those years ago, is the current coach of the New South Wales Blues, Brad Fittler. G'day, Freddie.
Hello there. What was the number one song?
Brian Adams, I think. Everything I do it for. But Guns N' Roses were close.
Everything I do.
Yes, that's it.
Yep.
I do it for. Remember in the Kangaroo Tour,
France.
Where Kevin Costner was filming in Carcassonne. He came in at halftime. We were playing the French B team, and they were beating us at halftime, and we all went over for photos.
Everybody was going, Bozo was screaming.
He said, "Who was that, Neville?"
Freddie, now we'll get to the grand final shortly, but obviously you're in camp with the New South Wales team. You're up on the Central Coast. How's the camp going? How are all the boys settling into their second quarantine life?
Yeah, it's a little bit easier than their last one. Talking to a few of the boys, they found it pretty tough going straight from training to home. And also, there's a lot of paranoia. You know, if you're going out to grab a coffee, there's people watching, taking photos, and we're all turned on each other in Australia. It's a bit odd. But anyway, they did a fantastic job. And there's a little bit more freedom here. We've got a resort, so we've got a nice big games room and area where we can eat. And they're sort of allocated different times. We're allowed to do recovery and go and dive in the ocean. So a little bit better than what they had it, but they've been very good and they've trained very hard.
Yeah, Magenta Shores up there on the Central Coast is sublime. Look, a breathtaking squad you've announced thus far, with still two teams to be added to that, obviously, on Sunday. But out of the newbies, any impressed out of the box straight away?
Well, they just come in today, so we'll turn on Jack Wyden. He walked in with a medal around his neck.
As you do.
Else, that was it, just a medal. the next thing was Cody and Nick Kotrick and Cam Murray and James Tedesco came in today and Damian Cook. So, like, we're confident before, we're more confident now.
Freddie, we just spoke to Reedy, who was talking to us about the humble origins of Moses Leota, and both MG and Reedy agreed that he could be a smoky. What's your opinion of the way he's played his football this year?
Well, I think he knows his job. So when he comes on, he knows his job. He had a couple of opportunities there when he started. He thought he did a great role. But when he comes in off the bench, like, they don't go backwards, they go forwards, and he adds and gives them impact. So that's not easy to do. But when you look to your bench players, they've got to come on and raise the tempo, and that's exactly what he does.
What does your schedule look like now, between now and the 4th of November, when the first Origin takes place in Adelaide?
Well, they had a full week this week, pretty much. So they get most of the weekend off. And grand final, obviously, Sunday. And then I think the grand final players come in on Wednesday. And then outside that, pretty much just training as of next week, and then you're into week-to-week footy. So we try to get a bit of work in on this week, which they're happy to do. A lot of them played for a fair while. So as of next Wednesday, it's week-to-week, so you're pretty much off your legs and just preparing for the game.
This weekend, Sunday, Penrith taking on the Melbourne Storm. Last 2 years, Freddie, you no doubt got to lean on your Roosters. This weekend, do you revert back to your Panthers heritage?
How good. I just love the way they're playing. Like, I haven't seen a sign, you know, excite me like that. They just full of energy, a little bit cocky at times.
Yeah, I said yesterday on the show, it's kind of like a respectful confidence they've got. They play with this youthful exuberance, which makes them dangerously unaffected by the occasion, which is very scary for their opponents. And in this case, it's Melbourne.
Absolutely. And then they got Nate, who just kicks so well. So you got a little bit of composure there. And someone who's ready in the ship and gets him in good positions.
All right, Freddie, we'll let you go. Appreciate your time. We know you're a busy man. Can you give us, who do you think wins on Sunday?
Panthers by six.
Panthers by six. Outstanding.
He said six.
Six.
The line's breaking out. We've got to let you go. Brad Fittler, the coach of the New South Wales Blues. We appreciate your time. Thanks, Freddie.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
And we are here thanks to our friends at Mitsubishi, MG, who, of course, have the Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton.
No frightening that, no.
No, it's Mitsubishi's toughest ute ever. Rock solid 10-year warranty and 10 years cap price servicing. Exclusions and conditions, including Mitsubishi servicing, apply. See your Mitsubishi dealer for details. MG, earlier today,
yes,
we caught up with a man of great influence in this state of New South Wales.
Great bloke, fantastic man for the West, the Honourable Stuart Ayres.
Yes, Stuart Ayres, the member for Penrith, Minister for Jobs, Investment, Tourism and Western Sydney. The full chat with our mate Ayresy will drop on Sunday via the Triple M app. Subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG Catch Up podcast. But here's a snippet of what he had to say about this weekend's big game.
Back in March when we went to lockdown, who would have thought that here, some 7 months later, we're fitting 40,000 people into the grand final at ANZ Stadium. What a celebration it's going to be. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
And you know what, MG? I think that word you just used then is absolutely right. It is a celebration. People around New South Wales have been doing the right thing for 6-9 months. They've been following all the guidelines. All the restrictions have been in place. They've stopped lots of things from happening. But because everyone's done the right thing, we can have 40,000 people at the grand final. And that's, I reckon this is just a big celebration of the resilience of our community and how great our game has been. And when the chips have been down through the course of 2020, we've always had rugby league on our TV screen to really take us away from all of the troubles in life. And on the weekend, we're going to have a giant celebration of all the great things we've done.
Now, Stuart, I want you to, it's just the three of us now, just you, yep, MG, and myself.
Put the cone of silence.
Exactly. Be honest with us. Is it easier to get re-elected if the Panthers are winning games of football?
Liam, if I had my way, if Panthers were in front when the final firing goes on Sunday, I'd be calling an election the next day. Let's not kid ourselves here. The town would be absolutely pumped. I'd happily ride that wave.
You'd win by an avalanche, brother. You'd win by an avalanche.
Be calling the election the next day if it was my call. And that's just a reflection of how much it means to the town, right? Everyone wants, they'd love to see that success. They've been an amazing group of players all year, and I really hope that everything works out for them. And I think you couldn't have had a better preparation.
Okay, Stewie, prediction, score, Clive Churchill medalist, and first try scorer, please.
Okay, I reckon it's going to be an absolute corker of a game. Two best teams going. Prediction, 19-18, making clear a field goal in the last 90 seconds. Isaiah Yeo to win the Clive Churchill medal, and the Source to be the first try scorer out on the
week.
Oh, wow. Great minds. You got Isaiah Yeo for Clive Churchill as well.
And someone told me he's only paying $23 too, so... Excellent.
I love a little bit of that, MG. Yeah.
The member for Penrith, the Minister for Jobs, Investment, Tourism, and especially this weekend, Western Sydney. Stuart Ayres, an absolute pleasure to have you on the Rush Hour. You're welcome anytime. Enjoy your grand final weekend.
Thanks, boys, and go Panthers.
Go the Panthers, Stewie.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam, Triple Panther. This is our final show of the week, MG. This is it. This is our last show before we head into the weekend, NRL Grand Final Sunday. But we are actually 24 hours away from the AFL Grand Final, the Richmond Tigers attempting to win their third premiership in 4 years.
Yeah, they're probably similar to the Melbourne Storm AFL version, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, fair enough. And then I guess that makes the Geelong Cats your Penrith Panthers. And well, I guess that makes this man the MG of Geelong. He is the King of Geelong, Bill Brownless. G'day, Billy.
Oh, g'day, boys, and g'day, MG. And, mate, geez, I tell you what, it's hard work, this. Getting interviewed about the old days and who's going to win and all that. It's bloody hard work, Cop.
Bill, let's talk about the game tomorrow. Geelong taking on Richmond. For mine, the biggest question for your mob is who takes Dustin Martin? How do you control that man?
And it's a very good question. Don't worry about that. I think they have someone at the centre bounce. So the last couple of weeks, he's just been allowed to roam free and do what he wants. So I think you'll see either Cam Guthrie, who's a bit of a run-with tagger type, or Joel Selwood will just clamp down on him at the centre bounce to make sure, you know, it's 50-50 at least. And then Cam Guthrie might run with him for a while. Then he likes to rest forward, of course, and he's very hard to beat. And they'll have a good marking player, someone like a Tom Stewart on him, who can probably go for his own marks too and not get thrown around. But we're not a tagging side, and neither are Richmond, by the way, so it'll be interesting.
A lot of sentiment, Billy, around this grand final with Gary Ablett Jr. playing his last game. What a story he's been. I know you played with his famous dad. How do the two compare with each other?
Oh, look, Senior, I'd go and watch Senior all day, every day, mate, because he was a superstar. He kicked 100 goals for about 5 or 6 years. He could do everything. He was only just 6'1" and strong and tough and hard and all that. But having said that, Junior's a star too. And it is a great story. You know, his last game, I think it's game 357 or something like that, which is unbelievable. Then you've got Harry Taylor playing his last game for the Cats, and he's played three premierships. Then you've got Joel Selwood maybe captaining his first premiership side. And then you've got Patrick Dangerfield, who's a bloody star, and he's playing in his first grand final ever. So there's some big stories out of it, especially for the Cats.
Just to go off topic for a quick sec, who are your top three AFL players of all time?
Gary Ablett Sr., I played with him and I'm a bit one-eyed there, but he, as I said, he was just so quick. He only needed a metre and he'd run into some blokes and really hurt them, and he was strong and tough and could kick goals. So I'd say him one. Wayne Carey, who was a bloody superstar, played centre forward, and he just ran North Melbourne and ran the competition. And someone like a Tony Lockett or Jason Dunstall, the big boys, mate, the kick goals. You know, I like the big forwards. These dime a dozen little munchkins that play in the middle, and they get all the Brownlow votes and all that. It's not right. You know?
Well, they're the guys who get our drinks for us after a game, brother.
Yeah, that's right. The tiny little blokes. They're a dime a dozen.
Off you go. Give me a Jim Beam and Coke, please.
Exactly.
Bill, we can't let you go without getting a tip. Give us your winner and give us a tip for the Norm Smith as well.
Oh, I think the Cats will win. They got their mojo back. They're playing really good footy. So the Cats for me, Mitchie Duncan to get the Norm Smith medal.
I like that one.
And then on Sunday, the mighty Storm. Don't worry about that. I read today. What about you, bum sniffers up there? Fair dinkum. I read today 25 reasons why you hate the Storm. This is a Sydney publication. Well, I've got 4 reasons why you love the Storm. 1 is they win. 2, they don't misbehave off field, bubblers and all that crap. 3, Craig Bellamy. And 4, they win. They just keep bloody winning.
Before we let you go, well, obviously, some of our listeners haven't heard our last time we chatted with you. The Gabba is where the grand final will be played tomorrow. There is someone who has a record there. I just wanted you to tell that quick story before we let you go.
Oh, well done, MG. I love this. But believe it or not, I kicked the lip.
Billy Brownless's lines just cut out on us there. AFL grand final tomorrow at the Gabba.
And one of the great games ever seen. Don't worry about that.
No, he's come back, actually.
And anyway, I kicked 11-4. So there's still a record there. Don't worry about that.
Yes. You're a legend. We love you.
Enjoy the weekend, Bill.
See you, boys. Thank you.
One last time. This is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam. Triple Panther. Next time you and I speak, MG.
The Panthers will be premiers.
I'm so excited for Monday 6 o'clock. I'm so excited for Monday 6 o'clock. I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. I'll make it.
We're going to finish off the show in appropriate fashion with a grand final edition of 1, 2, 3. It's a beautiful. Over the 40.
Come to the open. This might be a miracle. The Triple M Rush Hour's rapid fire footy.
Now, we normally have Wendell Saylor in here with you, MG, to join in, but I've got plenty of questions, so it's all on you today, sir. Who wins the grand final?
Penrith do.
Who wins the Clive Churchill medal?
Isaiah Yeo wins that.
First try scorer, and how is it scored?
Brian To'o will score the first try down that right side, and I think that's the side of Addo Carr, so it'll be from a Nathan Cleary grubber in behind the Fox.
Oh, I just got goosebumps when you said that. They might not win the Clive Churchill, but which player's performance will have everyone talking on Monday?
I will say Pappenhausen from a beaten team.
Very good. Will Cam Smith be chaired off?
Yes, he will.
If he is chaired off, will the Sydney crowd cheer him off?
I hope they bloody do. Yes, they will.
Cam Smith's dad, Wayne, revealed in the media that he's forged a friendship and taken advice from All Black legend Richie McCaw on how to deal with the haters, essentially. Was there an athlete in your career from outside of rugby league who helped you?
My manager in Perth was Kim Hughes, the ex-cricketer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I played for the Reds. And the second, third year, I was over there. And I got into a bit of trouble off the field. And he kind of sat me down at lunch one day and had a good chat to me. And said mostly, look at your family. I had two kids at that time, and he said that this could all be gone if you keep mucking up, and that's kind of where the line in the sand was drawn. So thank you, Kimmy.
Fantastic. Getting back to the game, if a punch is thrown, who's most likely to throw it, and who's most likely to cop it?
Well, I think our guest yesterday is the one most likely to throw it.
That's an excellent pick,
Brandon Smith. I think it'll be at Jerome Luai, who loves to get under the skin of other opponents.
Now, I think if that happens, both those players should be allowed to stay on the field.
So
that
do
is
I.
Just, you know, I think both those players would say, no, fair enough. You know, he have punched me, movie, I punched him, let's just stay here.
Have you seen the movie Barnyard?
No.
Okay, there's a character called Wild Mike, who we at home here at the Guy household call him Wild Mike. He's just like a the Tasmanian devil, just he's crazy.
I love it.
I know he likes the cheese, but we call him Wild Mike.
All right, keep an eye out for Brandon Smith, maybe putting one on the chin of Jerome Luai. If the weather comes in, which it's forecast, there is forecast to be some rain about on Sunday, which team benefits most?
I suppose the team that has the best kicking game, and that's both of them. They've both got great fullbacks. So, you know what, Liam, I think it's kind of a split. I really do. I think it's going to be only 17 degrees on Sunday, so that probably favours Melbourne if they're playing in Melbourne, but they've been up in Sunshine Coastal year, so around 30 degrees. So I suppose the wet weather, I think, would favour Penrith.
Love it. If the Panthers win, how far will the Panther man love between you and Rodler get in the Triple M commentary box?
There'll be a kiss.
There'll
be a big kiss, a big embrace. There'll be tears.
That is my most anticipated bit of audio for the weekend, if the Panthers get up, is just the you and Ryan Girdler in the box. I cannot wait to hear it. Speaking of commentary, will Dan Ganane get to use his catchphrase goodbye at some point in the call?
Oh, you better believe it, baby. Goodbye.
I hope he does.
Oh, he will.
And I hope it's the sealer. I hope the try seals the grand final. Because we spoke about Ray Warren yesterday calling Jonathan Thurston in that grand final where he was the Clive Churchill medalist. The commentary, when it matches the moment, there's nothing better. And if Ganane gets to throw out goodbye on the match-winning try.
It could just well be Stephen Crichton who he's calling that.
Oh. I love it. There it is. Our grand final edition of Rapid Fire Footy. We got to go. Enjoy your weekend. Pace yourself tomorrow. Be ready for Sunday.
It's a marathon. It's a marathon, not a sprint. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay Panther. Go the mighty Panthers. Let's put